This is a continuation of dictation for patient Ruth Clark. RUTHCLARK. Date of birth is 11/7/1957. The past dictation for the date of service of 5/1/2023 ended abruptly and it is now continuing. The dictation number is 0517-079. The dictation 0518-106-972 that ended at the extremities examination, and at this time I continue with the right shoulder exam. So Ruth Clark has the following finding on the shoulder examination. On inspection, the shoulder appeared to be completely normal with no dislocation or contusion, fractures or any other issues. On palpation, there is no spasm of the muscles. The shoulder is normally appearing. There is no dislocation of the shoulder. Fine. And the patient has a difficult time lifting the arm beyond 110 degrees in abduction, after which the patient has pain on active motion. Passive motion is possible 180 degrees. Incidentally, the patient had a rotator cuff repaired on in 2005 that got re-injured from this current fall. And the Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive. MTBF-10 test is positive. Speed test, near test positive. Anterior apprehension, posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test is negative. The motor power of the right arm is 4/5. The examination of the right wrist shows that there is tenderness in the right wrist, and especially palmaris longus tendon, and other than that there is no major swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer wound, fracture. Color of the skin is normal. The motor power is 4/5. Grip is slightly poor. The carpal tunnel compression tests are positive for Kinnell sign and Phelan sign. With the ongoing numbness of the third, fourth finger. Peripheral pulses are intact, peripheral circulation, reflexes are normal, sensations are intact. The range of motion of the entire hand is completely normal otherwise. On the left wrist, again the grip is slightly poor. The rest of the arm is pretty normal, including shoulder and elbow. But at the left wrist, the carpal tunnel compression tests are positive for Phelan sign and Kinnell sign. Both are positive. And patient reports tenderness of the fourth and fifth finger. And her pain in the left wrist is 10+, but no fracture, laceration, swelling, deviation, wound, or any muscle atrophy are identified. Examination of the right knee joint shows the following. On inspection, there are no scar. And no swelling, contractures. Alignment of the knee is pretty normal. Good. And there are no contusions. Range of motion of the knee is completely normal on passive and active motion. Flexion is 140 degrees. And rotation is external and internal is 40. The motor strength is 5/5. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. The collateral ligaments are lax and tender on the medial collateral on the right knee, and valgus varus abnormality after the anterior draw, posterior draw is negative. McMurray sign, Steinman sign is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. The patient complains of deep pain inside the knee. The examination of the left knee reveals that the inspection reveals no scarring, erythema or effusion, and on palpation there is a minimal tenderness. The peripatellar as well as prepatellar tendon, proximal tendon being tender without any major swelling, asymmetry. It's not feeling warm or cold, no contusion. Range of motion is normal at flexion extension 140, and collateral ligaments are slightly tender medially and laterally. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior draw, posterior draw is absent. McMurray sign, Steinman is negative. And patellar apprehension is positive. No fracture or any other. Distally, the ankle and feet appear to be normal. Diagnosis. E66.9, E11.9. COVID positive 110, 120.9, R26.89, Z91.81, R53.81, G89.21. G79.891, G44.329, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2. Muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, blunt chest trauma or chest pain, rule out fracture of the sternum, left shoulder pain, M25.512. M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Hand and wrist M79.641, M79.642, M25.531, M25.532, G56.01, G56.02. Lower extremities M79.604, M79.605, M25.561, M25.562, M23.205, it's in the lower extremities, M23.202. Spine. Diagnosis are as follows: M54.250.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA, M53.82, thoracic spine M54.09, 54.9, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S3 3.5 XSA, secondary leg joint, M54.175 3.28 S3 3.5 XSA, M46.1 bilaterally. The plan of care for root clot is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered for this patient, root clot. Along with chiropractic treatment. We continue 2 times per week for the affected areas, which include the right shoulder, right knee, left knee, neck, mid back, and lower back. Non-narcotic medications that are prescribed to the patient are naproxen 500 twice a day with for anti-inflammatory effect, Alavil 50 milligram at night for sleep, GAD disorder, and help in pain, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets for pain with the muscle relaxation, healing with muscle relaxation, and Voltaren gel 3%, 200 grams daily for further pain relief topically. For pain relief, Norco 7.5 milligram 325 after 12 hours for 10 days, 20 tablets were provided to help treat the pain and improve the ADLs and sleep. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the other available MRIs and other imaging records are as follows. The patient has been seen extensively at the Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital as an emergency care and also subsequent to it. And it is provided following reports. The 3 views of the right wrist dated 4/13/2022. Was found to be negative for any fracture or dislocation. 3 views of the left wrist is also found to be negative except for tiny old avulsion fracture of the ulnar sphenoid process that was operated in 2023 at Perry Surgical Center. MRI of the brain was found to be completely normal for any trauma-related issues. MRI of the right knee without contrast shows strike compartmental osteoarthritis more severe with the patellofemoral compartment, degenerative tearing of the posterior body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus with mild extrusion of the meniscal body, moderate joint effusion, and a small intraarticular body. MRI of the left knee shows strike compartmental osteoarthritis most prominent involving patellofemoral compartment, horizontal tear of the body, and posterior horn of the medial meniscus, small joint effusion. MRI of the left shoulder shows intrasubstance tear of the supraspinatus tendon extending into infraspinatus tendon. And see mild osteoarthritis of the glenohumeral joint with tearing of the anterior superior labral tear and the AC joint osteoarthritis. along with fluid in the subacromial subdeltoid bursa and long-haired biceps tendinosis, moderate loculator sphenoid synovitis. MRI of the right shoulder shows a moderate osteoarthritis of the glenohumeral joint with diffuse labral degenerative tear and multifocal chondral irregularities, moderate tendinosis of the supraspinatus, and mild long-haired biceps tendinosis with associated sphenoid synovitis. A CT scan of the cervical spine dated 4/13/2022 shows degenerative changes of the cervical spine with anterior posterior osteophytes with mild disc bulge and facet joint arthropathy. MRI of the cervical spine dated 3/11/2023 shows bulging disc at C23, C34, C45, and C56 along with osteophyte complex and left neural foramen narrowing of C56. Thoracic spine shows disc bulge at lumbar spine MRI shows a disc bulge at L23, L34, L45, L5S1, along with ligament of flavum hypertrophy, facet joint diffusion, and disc space narrowing, and bilateral neuroforamen narrowing at various degrees. Interventional pain procedure, patient was advised that she may benefit from injection to bilateral shoulder intra-articular and also to the supraspinatus, infraspinatus area, and bursa injection, bilateral knee injection intra-articular, which have been done later, and injection to the trigger points, LESI times 4, CESI times 2, and facet joint injection C5 and 6 if the pain still remains, and a possibly bilateral sacroiliac joint injection. The patient will be scheduled for these injections once she signs the consent. Surgical options. Patient already has a surgery for her right shoulder for the right wrist in 2023 and left wrist in 2023 for the fractures that she had in the wrist area. Referral to neuropsych evaluation is not warranted, as the MRIs are normal. Attended care case worker, patient has been provided attended care to the in the beginning for 4 hours. Past medical records, there are extensive records from Beaumont Hospital that have been reviewed and made a part of this record. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered. Already patient has been seeing Dr. Siddiqui, who is a neurologist, and all the EMGs are available, nerve conduction tests, all the MRIs, BMEs. The patient has already been provided with pain, work, scooter, back brace, wrist brace, and they have been replaced also at a request for further healing, tense unit also. Education is yes, weight loss program yes, disability, yes, patient is found disabled to work, and follow visit in 10 days, direct contact yes. End of discussion. Thank you very much.